This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We all know Donald Trump makes no secret about how he feels about things. Total honesty is what we as citizens deserve from our president. Whether you like it or not, you always know what he's thinking. And that is because he's an authentic person who loves this country and its people and wants to continue to make it better.
Today, because of President Trump, NATO is stronger. Ukraine has defensive weapon systems. And America left a harmful treaty so our nation can now build missiles to deter Russian aggression. And in the Middle East, when Iran threatened, the president approved a strike that killed the Iranian terrorist, Qasem Soleimani.
Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, a very rare thing to happen. There he was in Israel, throwing in his two cents, and kudos to the press. There was outrage by the Democrats over that. And before that, you heard Melania Trump, the First Lady. She closed out day two for the Republicans from the Rose Garden with people there in attendance listening to what she had to say. And she offered sympathy to those affected by COVID-19. One of the things that you haven't heard very much, she nailed it on that front. And lots of, whether they were the more liberal pundits or, of course, the more right pundits, that was something that certainly came out of that. There's lots of analysis, lots of conversation over day two. Tiffany Trump, Eric Trump. And it was a cast of characters who made their way through and traversed this digital Republican convention, just like the Democrats that we are seeing. There's tear gas and incredible rioting going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin, despite the shutdown and curfews. It's a second day of violence, this in the wake of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot seven times in the back getting into his car. There's lots of investigations going on, lots of theories about it, but the optics certainly aren't good. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to my land. Thanks so much for joining us, whether you're joining us from overseas or joining us here within our borders in these United States. It is about the politics of the day because we are getting oh so close to the election. I looked at a calendar today and gasped. Just a reminder that, wow, I can't believe it. I mean, November 3rd is going to be here in a blink of an eye. So once the Republicans are through with their next 2 days, it's even more gloves off, game on, I think, for the Republicans trying to get Donald Trump reelected for 4 more years. And, of course, the Democrats who are pushing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So there were some interesting moments that happened. As I said, I'll talk about that as we move along. I'll also talk about Laura, which is now a full-fledged hurricane. This is a wicked woman, I'm saying, right, with that name, that is going to pack a punch and is forecast to just slam into the Gulf Coast. There were people in Galveston scurrying to get out. So, of course, with the traffic, I've been there many times, you're not moving anywhere fast. And that's the scary thing, boarding up, getting out, that whole thing. Because when you realize it's going to be a Cat 2 or 3, no need to try to wait it out. And I think a lot of people heeded that, but that also led to lots of traffic jams. And as that is bearing down as I speak, I'll give you the very, very latest update that we have on that. Plus, COVID-19, what are the numbers? What are the numbers locally? What are, when I say locally, here in our backyards, what are the numbers worldwide? And where are we with the vaccine? There seems to be a lot of excitement about it, but is it false optimism or is it looking like, yeah, this could happen maybe a little bit sooner rather than later. All right, let's talk about Melania Trump first, because so much was made about what the First Lady was going to be like going into the Rose Garden, what she was going to talk about. And she talked for a long time. I want to say that her speech, I think I clocked it at something like, it seemed like it was like 40 minutes. And some of what she said you heard in that little brief bit there, but that doesn't tell the whole story. She painted the picture of her husband, all, you know, being transparent, and from the day that she met him, he only wanted to make the country the best it could be. She said she watched him grow concerned and frustrated. She was proud of the things that he's done. America's in his heart, and let's remember how we come together in the difficult times. She said, with the debate, or while the debate rages on about issues of race, let's focus on strides that we've made and work together for a better tomorrow for everyone. That was kind of something I picked up, I think, through a couple of different people, where they talked about let's focus on where we are now and the strides that we're making and that whole kind of thing. She, you know, she did again say that you know, talking about the epidemic and the global coronavirus pandemic, she called for peace and respect for all races and creeds. And she said, you know, I urge people to come together in a civil manner and so we can work and live up to our standard American ideals, stop the violence, looting being done in the name of justice. So this was the longest I've seen the First Lady speak. Not a surprise, again, because there were some surprises throughout the second night, but no surprise that she was going to speak for a long time. But I think it was one that she knew, you know, they knew they were going to set her up in the Rose Garden and make the payoff be, of course, part of it is that she, too, became an American citizen after being in the country for 10 years, saying that she always wanted to live in America. All right, the curveball moments. There was a moment where John Ponder, a man from Nevada who founded an organization that helps prisoners reintegrate into society, back in February, the president at a little graduation ceremony stayed for like an hour, went there, and saw this in action. So he Ponder's story, they told his story, and the FBI agent who befriended him, because he was a bank robber, and then now they have become friends, and John served 5 years in prison. And one of the things that the president said is, John's life is a beautiful testament to the power of redemption, and this, again, is one of those curveballs. He signed a pardon. He said, he doesn't know this. He'd have his wife come up here. She doesn't know it. I'm signing a pardon, full pardon, boom, and signed a pardon right there on the spot. So that was so surprising. The other curveball happened with somebody who was supposed to speak but didn't. Marianne Mendoza is an Arizona woman whose son, a police officer, was killed back in 2014 in a car accident. It involved an immigrant in the country illegally. She was pulled from the program minutes before the event started because she had directed her Twitter followers to a series of anti-Semitic conspiracy messages. So she was pushing them in that direction. They, boom, immediately pulled her off, like just right before everything started. So that was it for her. She wasn't getting her moment to do that. Mike Pompeo had a taped appearance that you heard a little bit of, and the fact that it was filmed in Jerusalem, where he was on an official foreign trip, that's raised a few eyebrows, especially with the Democrats, who think that he overstepped his bounds in his role as Secretary of State. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. We're talking about Hurricane Laura next.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
We are anticipating that the storm itself will be out of Texas, perhaps as early as the end of Thursday. That said, there will be a lot of devastation wrecked upon Texas as the storm sweeps through, especially East Texas, as well as lingering challenges that will result.
All right, so everybody remembers Harvey. What was that, 5 years ago? Crazy what happened with Harvey, or actually just a couple years ago. Billions of dollars of damage, but that was one that hovered and stayed. So you look at Hurricane Laura, you just heard the governor of Texas talk about, you know, they think it's gone by Thursday. But guess what, Gov? Knock, knock. When it's bearing down, you got 20 million people in the path, and they're trying to get out, and it is jammed. Even now, I just heard from someone, it is jammed, jammed, jammed on the roads. Where you are at this point with Hurricane Laura, which is now gaining more strength, this is the latest, in the Gulf of Mexico. It'll crash into Louisiana and Texas coast as a Cat 3, and that's going to happen on Wednesday evening. So that's about 20 million people right in the way. 20 million and a half million more have been ordered to just evacuate. So the good news is hopefully most of them get out. The Cat 1 storm that it is right now about 400-some miles southeast of Galveston, 400-some miles, less than 400 miles actually, southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's where we're at. So it's moving west-northwest about 17 miles an hour. The maximum winds, about 90 miles an hour. Ouch. Right? And if you've ever been in a hurricane, trust me, there are tremendous things that Mother Nature does that are awesome and so awe-inspiring. But when you have a tornado, when you have a mudslide, when you have these fires they're having in California, it's not so fun, right? Because of those lightning strikes there in Cali, although they're getting a handle on it. But if you watched what happened with Harvey, nobody expected that. And that was in 2017. And that was the catastrophic flooding. There were so many deaths because of that. And when it hit Texas and Louisiana in August, it was awful. The highest wind speeds, 134 miles an hour, Cat 4 hurricane, $125 billion in damage. And, you know, certainly they have seen in parts of Louisiana and Texas some of the worst hurricanes that you can imagine. Harvey was different. People have asked me about this. Harvey is different from what we're seeing with Laura because of what happened with the upper level winds in the atmosphere. They usually steer the hurricanes and they keep moving. So they crush you, they make landfall, but they move. But with Harvey, it was wicked. It was like a terrible, terrible torture because the winds broke down, but the high pressure system was in place, so it kept Harvey locked in place. It was like Groundhog Day over and over again, and it just kept hammering in the same spots, and honestly, just absolutely the worst. And it's interesting because Galveston, people there know. I mean, they're not hurricane weary. They know this is a part of living there. But the worst, one of the worst hurricanes of all time, was in Galveston in 1900. People talk about it. You see the pictures of it. And because I've been down there many times, I've seen it, you know, up to 12,000 people dead. But that was in 1900, the Galveston hurricane. But again, this area does catch some of these storms. And if it becomes a cyclone, because that's what happened, it was a tropical cyclone, and that great storm is what just crushed so many houses, so many people, so many lives. It's really about the lives. So we'll keep an eye on Laura, but boy, we know people are moving quick to get out of the way of certainly of Laura. In the meantime, lots and lots of reaction to what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And when I say what happened is Jacob Blake is going to need a miracle to walk again after Kenosha police shot him. And they've got different angles of the video. It looked like at one point he was on the ground and then he went to the car and the police officers were following him and then shot. And now it's just mayhem. It has been in Kenosha where you've got bricks being thrown, tear gas being deployed, just unfurling at rapid speeds of the reaction to what happened, sadly, to Jacob Blake. And there's still massive investigation going on because, you know, now here's the thing. When something like that happens, you don't want to get it wrong. Here's what happened. Here's what you're seeing because of police brutality. So it's awful for the good cops, of course, and then other cops, whatever happens in that moment, whatever the investigation yields, we're seeing so much of this back to back to back, and especially because the cell phones make it handy for the video. And once you have that video up there and you start to look at that video, can it be misconstrued because what happened before that? But not clearly when someone is shot in the back seven times. And even from a different angle, you're trying to see what happened. But you had kids in the car, just absolutely terrible. LeBron James, who's in the bubble in Orlando, had reaction to it, as did Ben Crump, who is a lawyer for the family. And, of course, he's a civil rights attorney. He specializes in catastrophic personal injury cases and, of course, cases like these. So here's what the two of them had to say.
Quite frankly, it's just up in our community and us. I know people get tired of hearing me say it, but we are scared as black people in America. Black men, black women, black kids, we are terrified.
The medical diagnosis right now is that he is paralyzed.
All right, and that's what I said. It'll take a miracle for him to walk. So you heard James saying that, hey, it's terrifying to be black in America, whether you're a black man, a black woman, or black children. And I mentioned one of the things that came up with Melania Trump, where she talked about coming together and what do we need to do and that kind of thing, and what has happened. And you had a couple of people who spoke that talked about racism, and that there wasn't racism. There, at one point, somebody said there wasn't racism. And so the issue of race, obviously, COVID-19, the economy, all of this, not a surprise, is what the main issues are in this election. So the presidential debates are going to be pretty interesting, I think. And the same thing with the VP debates as we watch and head toward November 3rd, you know, at this point. And there were hits and there were misses, I guess, if you look at it objectively, or try to look at it objectively, because I think that it's tough for people to do that. I mean, this is part of the problem, right? We're like sports teams. It's you against us and me against them and all that other kind of stuff. But anyway, some of what was also interesting, again, like I said, so much of I think what this election is absolutely going to be about is race and what's happening in the country and that kind of thing. And looking at what the First Lady said, where she talked about the horrors of American history of slavery. When she was recounting a trip to Ghana, she cast herself as living her American dream and humanizing her husband and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, again, with the tweets, it's kind of trying to diffuse the tweet situation. And you also had the Attorney General from Florida, Pam Bondi, who was one of the first people out, and her speech centered on Hunter Biden and talked about what Joe Biden's son did or didn't do in the Ukraine and China and what happened with the gas company. And she talked about nepotism, the dangers of nepotism, which I think her speech was a miss, because the nepotism thing, you got to watch that, right? Because you had the president's son and daughter and wife, and they were all speaking, and I don't know. Some of that didn't, to me, that one didn't make sense. And I don't think it makes sense to go after Hunter Biden at this point, because anybody who feels like there was something that happened there that was a gotcha favor, whatever, there was nothing, you know, there was a ton of money that was spent in trying to find something, so nothing happened there. But with everything that's happening, police, defund the police, what's happening with the police, these incidents that we're seeing, the riots, the looting, all of that, and then you throw in, of course, the pandemic and the economy, to me, those are the big targets. So going after Hunter Biden just doesn't make sense anymore, because there's so many other things that are happening. All right, as we continue to roll on, we're going to get more from the Trump children. Eric Trump, what he had to say about making America great again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Laura is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 storm as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There will be a water surge of perhaps as high as 10 feet wherever the hurricane comes ashore. People anywhere near where the eye of the hurricane will come ashore will need to be very aware of this high water surge and the devastation that it can wreak.
Jacob Blake is now paralyzed after being shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Family attorney Patrick Salvi Jr. says a lawsuit is being filed.
He's a young man. He's got decades of life ahead of him. And what he needs now and what the civil justice system provides for under these circumstances is the best possible medical care to absolutely maximize his recovery.
This is USA Radio News. A long-standing member of President Trump's team has resigned. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, one of President Trump's closest advisors, announced as the Republican National Convention is getting underway that she'll be leaving the administration at the end of the month. She informed the president of her decision in the Oval Office, according to senior administration officials. In a statement, Conway cited the reason for her departure as the challenges of distance learning this fall for her four children take over. Kellyanne Conway also said of her departure, this is completely my choice and my voice. She added, for now, for my beloved children, it will be less drama and more mama. Before she was named counselor to the president, Conway served as the president's campaign manager. Conway was the first woman to manage a winning presidential campaign, and on Wednesday night, she's slated to address the Republican convention. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 60 points, the NASDAQ up 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Making America strong again. You are making America safe again. You are making America proud again. And yes, together with a forgotten man and woman who are finally forgotten no more, you are making America great again.
All right, so it was all the Trumps, a house full of Trumps, Eric Trump there with his speech, and he went after Joe Biden through most of the speech, kind of like we heard as well from the Attorney General, former Attorney General from Florida that I mentioned before we skedaddled to flip over to the other side. But throughout the speech, he peppered the kind of things that his brother Don Jr. also had said the day before. And I think that's kind of what you're going to see. Melania was different. She was more the high road. We've seen enough of that. That's kind of what she said at the tail end of her remarks. Although, like I mentioned, if you just jumped on and didn't know this, it was like a 40-minute speech, so it's the longest that I certainly have heard her speak. So what a day two, and it was all about leadership, and the Republicans were talking about his leadership. That word leadership came up, I don't know how many times, I lost count, but I would say at least two dozen times. So some of the focus was certainly on leadership. Then it's on to day three for the Republican National Convention. And, you know, again, will we see any speakers get pulled off of the lineup? That can happen. And it didn't happen. as I mentioned before, things got rolling, which was a very smart thing to do. If I were running the convention, I would do the very same thing, because you're trying to focus on Land of Promise, because that's what it was. It was Land of Heroes was the first night. Land of Promise was the second night. And that's what you could see, the theme that was going on there. And then the next one is Land of Opportunity. So the VP, who has spoke a little bit, but he'll do a full-on speech, he speaks. His wife, Karen Pence, the second lady, she speaks. You have Joni Ernst from Iowa, the senator, Senator Marsha Blackburn speaks. And a crew of so many others that will also make appearances, and including White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, who resigned due to wanting to spend time with her children, especially the one daughter's trying to be emancipated. So both her and her husband are focusing on their family. All right, we move our focus to what I'm going to call the mic drop moment. And the mic, yeah, there it is. Oh, it's a mic drop moment. So, Falwell, this has been a big story. Jerry Falwell Jr. is going to get $10.5 million, it looks like, from Liberty University. That's his payout because he's out of there. He's, boom, he's booted, basically. The Falwell, who really was a big coup for Trump in 2016 by getting so many evangelicals on board, by getting his endorsement. Now, that's the endorsement you don't want. He resigned from the conservative Christian school because of a very steamy sex scandal, and not one for prime time, that's for sure. And you know, he's due this money because he's due the payment for this contractual clause, full pay if he resigned, and with restructured responsibilities, that kind of thing. So Liberty University accepted his resignation. I guess some of the people also reached out to him. They said they were with him, supposedly. I heard something about that. But the fallout was there was a Miami pool boy that his wife met and was fooling around with. Around 2012, and they were having an affair for 7 years, and there was talk that they were being extorted by the Miami pool guy, the guy that was the Miami pool guy, Giancarlo Granda, but he's saying that's not true. And he said that the affair lasted years, and Falwell knew about it, and he watched as they were having sex. So that was it. Falwell was going to be out of there, and because of the way his contract was structured, of course, resigning was, of course, the thing. And what did he say? How did he feel about resigning? He talked to the news in advance on Tuesday morning, I guess, and he said, he quoted Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "It's a relief. The quote that keeps going through my mind this morning is the one from MLK Jr., free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last." Wow. So there may be more details that drop from this, but good thing that he was not speaking. He was a very big coup in 2016, but he certainly would be damaged goods now at this point for this president trying to get reelected again. Because I've talked about this, and I have to update you, I had a conversation with two different people in California about it. One that was briefly there on the front lines, because you got firefighters from all over the place, and these hundreds of wildfires burning in Cali are just blowing smoke, no kidding, over the Rocky Mountains and into Colorado. Denver has terrible air quality a lot of the time, and it made it worse. So the smoke, these fires were so bad. The smoke was moving clockwise from Cali across the U.S. West, so it's affecting a lot of other states too. And they say it's going to go all the way to the East Coast. That's how serious this stuff is, right? And they're getting there's a little crack in the door. They're starting to contain some of the fires. But so many lightning strikes smashing in a row really, really did the damage and made it so impossible to try to keep up with these fires and scramble to dump enough on the fires. And it's just from all directions was, you know, absolutely insane. So while the Republican convention is going on, there's all this conversation about the firefighters and this is no one's fault. They're not even saying anything about arson. They're saying it's the lightning strikes, and that's what the scoop is. So while that's happening, and then, of course, there are some precautions that have to happen as a result of the coronavirus. So that's the other part of the virus. Now you have this fire situation and all these different people on the line, and there's only so much they can do. So cases in the United States, 5.79 million. 178,000 people have died now in America. Deaths worldwide, 814,000. Total cases, 23.7. Hotspots keep changing. Cases are popping up in different areas. Some areas are getting a big, I'll call it a big break, because they're not having to scramble as much. But that's the other thing, is being on high alert for, okay, we still are waiting for this vaccine. And then you have other countries that are saying, hey, no, like Australia, no Qantas airline saying no vaccine, no travel from the United States into Australia. And, of course, that's the norm, right? And when you get people in bars, unfortunately, now I understand you have your favorite watering hole. Trust me, I have my favorite places, and I miss them. You miss them, right? So Tuscaloosa had to close the bars after the University of Alabama reported more than 500 COVID-19 cases last week. So you had 531 students, faculty, staff that were infected. The mayor announced, look, we got to close bars for the next couple of weeks. It's unacceptable. What do? We got to do it. You know, this is the thing. It's like one toe in, one toe out, right? It's like trying to get your body acclimated to it and thinking, wow, okay, so maybe we can do this, because I got all this pressure about trying to get places open, and especially near and on campuses. Of course, bars would make a fortune. And now they're closed down. They can barely pay rents, and they're in big, big trouble. But with that many people and adjusting to college students being back on campus, they got to focus on the health and safety, because that's part of it. You want the students to stay. You want them to be okay and not have to do this hybrid learning thing and just have a brief pause. And a brief pause is one thing. Deeper than a brief pause gets more and more disastrous. So initially, the university felt really good about what was happening, but then they had to have the moratorium on gatherings on and off campus because of the bar situation. As much as the bars want to open, and that's part of the college scene, or in a college town, in this case, they saw exactly what happened. And see, you know, you look at Alabama, then you go exit left and shoot out toward California. And in Sacramento, you know what they're saying? They might have to pay people $1,000 to stay home when they're infected with the coronavirus, because they're hoping to do this experimental plan to pay people to get them to not go out for the 2 weeks. So the money would be 2 weeks of pay at about $12.50 an hour for people who might be tempted to go to work because they can't afford to lose a paycheck, and they wouldn't qualify for unemployment. And that could include undocumented workers, by the way, because think Sacramento. But they're trying to think of ways to encourage people not to go back to work, and this could be one of the things they do. There are two other California counties, San Francisco, Alameda. They've launched something very similar. San Francisco has given out $1,286 checks to 394 people because they want them to, you know, food, etc., but stay away. And let's see if we can get you to intentionally not infect other people. All right, Joe in Connecticut says, yo, Kate, Boston, a corona bath. What's up with that? We're headed to the mailroom. We're going to talk about it next, Joe.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. Use my name, and you can flip me an email. So go kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So the email I got from Joe about the corona bath, he's referring to what happened in Boston. There was an event that happened in February, and it was the biotech execs. They had like 200 or less than 200. They had flown in to Boston from all over the place for this leadership meeting of the drug company Biogen and catching up and doing what you do. I mean, this is very, very common. As somebody who speaks and often speaks at conferences like this kind of a conference, they were squashed because of the pandemic, but before that they were blowing and going, so this was just the normal thing to do. But after February 27th, the infection that had infiltrated more people than they could imagine. That what happened was, for a couple of days, of course, people are shaking hands, they're kissing cheeks, they're passing food at the hotel buffet, never thinking, of course, they had no idea. They had no idea coronavirus. But by the meeting's end, it had hit so many more people. A research director, a general manager for the company's East Division, and they took the virus from Boston to Indiana, North Carolina, Australia, Singapore, and the cases just kept coming up. And at least they're saying now, at this point, at least 50 cases of it. 50 cases of it. Wow. It just replicated, right? Replicated. That's what happens. Because they were there, because they got at the Biogen meeting. The mutation appeared in two elderly patients in France at exactly the same time that genetically matching viruses were sickening dozens of the people at this Biogen meeting. And after the conference, each time the infection spread, the mutation spread with it. And unfortunately, they can study it. So they looked at the study to look at the mutations and found out that the virus is carrying the conference's characteristic did infect hundreds of people in the Boston area, as well as other people in these other places. Wow. So yes, the people there get it, then they take it, and it multiplies. And that study will be very important, showing you the genomes, how it can be useful in reconstruction of an outbreak, trying to figure it out. And it's a lot of coordinating to make that make sense. But the pathways, that's the danger. That's why the flying, that's why all of that crackdown has happened. All right, so I think you got it, Joe. It was the multiplication factor of people from all over the world getting it and then spreading it in all kinds of directions and trying to trace it, put it into the study, and figure out how it mutates. We move to this one. This is from Sally, who says, Kate, I feel so badly. I believe that my neighbors are going to lose their jobs. They are pilots for American Airlines, and I hear that they finally have to do their big cut. Yeah, they're going to cut about 19,000 in October. And what does that mean? Of course, the airlines, they were making so much money. They had so many employees, and they had to furlough so many employees. They got to look at these contracts. That's why they're waiting until October with benefits, et cetera. But they're going to have 40,000 fewer employees. 40,000 fewer. Wow. 19,000 go. And that in October, because the federal aid that protected the jobs expires. And with the coronavirus pandemic devastating travel, that's what you're going to get. And at one point, normally, it's such a big hub. It's the hub for American. You'd be talking about 140,000 people that they normally would have, that they had to lay off all so many people, right? And even getting the federal aid pack, the federal aid package and all of that sort of stuff. But this is very, very tough. Does it bounce back? Does everybody want to travel again? Eventually, yeah. But it might not be that quick, meaning a lot of people, right? So you let that sink in. I feel badly for your neighbors if that's what happens to them. Because then what will happen is you'll have flight attendants, you'll have pilots, you'll have some people that will, you know, take buyouts and early retirements or partially paid leave. Some of them took that kind of stuff, but now they're in the thick of getting bounced. And then they're added to the roles and they'll be looking for jobs. It's tough. It's really tough. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Craig, who's listening to us in Portland. Hey, Kate, I'm looking from my perch in the West to what's happening with Laura, with my friends who are there on the Gulf Coast, and it does look pretty dangerous. I'm sure you've talked about lots of people being evacuated, but I wonder how prepared they are in those areas. I think they're pretty prepared. because they ordered a ton of people to be evacuated, like specifically in that Gulf Coast area, more than 500,000 people. And the people that have lived there for any length of time know how devastating it could be. The National Hurricane Center forecast the storm could surge up to 13 feet of floodwater, 30 miles inland along the coast near Texas and the Louisiana border. Oof. Crude oil production in the Gulf of Mexico has been paralyzed because, of course, they have to batten down the operations. They have to do that. What can they do? They can't have it just roll. It would be too dang dangerous. And especially with the kind of winds that they're talking about, this could pack. And this is, unfortunately, you look over your shoulder and you think about the worst one of all time in 1900, 12,000 people gone in a blink of an eye. And there's so many people that live in that area. It's pretty imperative. Skedaddle, get out, get off the island. And the governor of Texas said the National Guard was heading to that area, the coastal communities, with some high water jeeps, etc., and rescue helicopters to prepare for the impact. Because that's what they do. They look and they see if they can find anyone, because you may find some people. All right, a lot of people talking about the RNC. Got this one from Mike. Kate, I think the First Lady did a fine job with her speech. I was a little nervous for her because, you know, she's going to take the full brunt of it. But I think she did a good job closing out, especially when you think her speech was really designed to appeal to female voters. Yeah, I think you're right. It was about talking to female voters. You know, she talked about being a wife and a mother, and I said it felt like 40 minutes. I guess it was clocked at 26 minutes, and she talked about, you know, reasons to vote for him, and I think her speech was supposed to kind of smooth out some of the edges for people who maybe were even undecided. I don't know. Because, you know, you play to your base when you do conventions. All right, here's another one. This one is from Hal. Kate, when you look at the Republicans in the convention, do you think that people are watching it, or is it just you and me? No, I think some people are watching it. They had about 17 million, supposedly, that tuned in to watch the convention, but the majority of viewers are going where? To Fox. And then from there, the ratings are much lower on the other networks. The closest to Fox for the convention is MSNBC, and they're like at a 5.2, and that was on Monday. Who knows if it shoots up on Tuesday or not, but kind of, you know, really overall in the scheme of things, the Democrats were pulling 19s, and if the Republicans are pulling 17s, it's not that ridiculous of a spread. I mean, it's definitely tumbled down, but when you think of the significance of that, of course, if you told that to the president, he would not be happy, I don't think. But Fox is pulling them in, so there's a difference there. Fox is definitely pulling them in. All right, music means I got to step aside. A big shout out to Mo Flam. Remember, America still is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Help each other, people. Make it count.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.